It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
And welcome, everyone. It is another Central Iowa Today program on this very humid Wednesday. I would say you could probably get away with riding your bike. You might want to take a water bottle with you, though. Joining us with the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club, we have Charlie Smith and Dana Bressler. Good morning, or actually, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good to see you. So we've got a marshmallow ride. Annual marshmallow ride, Charlie. And how many years have we been doing this?
This is the 35th. Actually, it was 35 years ago we started this ride. We did not do a 2020 and 2021 because of COVID.
Yeah.
But we're firing back up again, and this is Marshmallow 35.
Wow, that's great. And I understand, having interviewed Dana a few times over the years, there are different routes, right? Can you do like an off-road route?
Yes, we're offering four different rides. We are the first century ride in the state. So we'll have several people who will come to do a 100-mile ride that day. That's one ride. Then we'll offer a gravel ride that will be about 35 miles. We offer a ride down to Haverhill and back. They do lunch at the Haverhill Social Club and back. That's about 55 miles. And then we'll do a ride down to Melbourne and back. So, and then we'll try to do a family ride at 10 o'clock and see how that. We've never done a family ride on Marshmallow, so we're going to try to do that. Introduce the family to biking.
Gotcha. Charlie, remind us when that is.
That is this Saturday, May the 14th. The Century Ride will start at 7:30. They kick off early, and they'll head down to Bondurant. And then the other rides start at 9, and the family ride at 10.
Gotcha. So how do we sign up?
You can register online, or you can just register that day. There is no fee, except we're asking you to make a freewill donation to Trails, Inc. that's building the River's Edge Trail up to Albion, and then it'll go on to Steamboat Rock.
Yeah. What we have of the river trail is pretty nice.
It is. 3 miles so far, and we'll start working on the bridges, and we'll get that going up to Albion.
Yeah. I have Jeff Schneider on with me occasionally, and he just says, you know, there's more to do. It's going to take a while, but it's what we have is nice, and the whole thing's going to look nice.
Yeah. It'll be one of the best in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Dana, are you just here for support, just to look pretty?
Yes. My involvement with the club is through RegBri.
Yeah.
And we also have a RegBri charter that we operate. And this year we're carrying only one bus. So we have in the past carried two buses, but we're scaling back a little bit to one bus and probably having overall about 75 people riding with us in RegBri at some point.
Yeah. And it's a northerly route, right?
Very northern. You can't get much more northern.
No, you can't. I looked at the route. I have a friend of mine coming from Colorado to ride it, and he's like naming off all these towns. He doesn't know Iowa towns. I said, that's way up there.
That's right. Yeah, if you're going to stay on a paved road, you can't get much further.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it starts in Sergeant Bluff. And then Ida Grove, Pocahontas, Emmitsburg, Mason City, Charles City, West Union, and Lansing.
Lansing is what? Lansing. I mean, that's kind of it right before you get to Minnesota, right?
It is the furthest northeast town you can have in Iowa. And another interesting fact is it's in what, Alamaki County?
Alamaki
County.
Yeah.
The county seat's Waukon, and we'll go through there. And Waukon has the only stop-and-go light in the county.
Well, you guys are going to have fun. It is it's a little hilly up that way, especially when you get up into the driftless part of Iowa, northeast Iowa, Alamaki and Winnesee County, up near Decorah and all that. It's a little hilly.
Always in RegBri, when you start out on the west side, you'll get the Los Hills. You'll get some hills always there. And then particularly in the north, it'll be relatively flat most of the week, but then the last couple of days, as you get closer to the Mississippi, it starts getting hilly again.
Yeah. Charlie Smith and Dana Bressler here with the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. Gentlemen, how many do you currently have in the club, and are you looking for more?
Oh, our membership is about 100, 120. We a good membership. We'd always take more.
We would never say no. Yeah.
But it's a strong club, and we've been around ever since about the early 1970s. We've been chartering on Rugby ever since 74. So we're an experienced bicycle club. And, we'd take more members.
Okay. Yeah. Did I hear correctly that you guys are going to do a helmet giveaway coming up, a rodeo, right?
Okay, that is not necessarily us, but that is the Kiwanis Club.
Right.
And, the Kiwanis Club is working with the Black Tire Bike Shop.
Right.
And we're going to support that on May the 21st. I think from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the afternoon down at the 6th Street Complex, parking lot. So we'll be there helping in support of that, and we've done that before. So everybody will get a free helmet with that for every third grader.
That's great. Yeah, should definitely ride. It's a little different than when we started riding, Dana. We didn't wear helmets, and now everybody wears a helmet. Okay, what else? You were holding up your hand.
Well, I just wanted to say, I don't think it's been mentioned yet, but this Saturday, there's going to be more than just the rides. There's a whole festival Charlie's got planned down, and it's all headquartered at the Cultural Center at the YMCA. That's where all the rides will start from, and then Charlie, he's got a couple of other things going on.
Yeah, Charlie, tell us about that.
One of the things we want to do is to give everybody a chance to find out information about what's happening in Marshalltown regarding the biking. So Jeff Snyder and Bruce Johnson will be there to answer all types of questions about the trail going north. Matt Gernstaff from the bike shop will be there to answer you questions about what type of bike to buy, what kind of equipment should I use, all those kind of questions about biking and biking equipment and biking technology now. Biking has become very high tech.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Not the same.
Yeah. It's a little different than when I had my Schwinn, Stingray with the banana seat.
Yeah.
It's a little different, yeah, but most definitely. It is a very, very popular sport, leisurely sport. It can be a competitive sport. More and more people are getting into it. And you mentioned Black Tire Bike Company. How essential is it to have, I'm going to give Matt a little shout out, to have a bike shop here locally and you don't have to go to another town?
Well, of course, it's very, very important. And also, speaking of the technology changing, e-bikes, electric assist bikes are a big thing now. It's more and more, it will help you when you pedal, it'll help you.
It kind of takes over, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it can. I mean, it can, yeah, it, but yeah, it's it, they're really... They're really pretty nice.
Yeah,
very
I understand there was a little bit of a back order for those. They were so popular, but now they're starting to. I know Matt is starting to get a few of those in.
Yeah, and a lot of the trend is away from the skinny, tired road racing bikes. More and more thicker, bigger tires, gravel rides, the big all the way to the big fat tire bikes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really changing.
So there's really something out there for everybody.
Exactly.
Whether you want to be on a trail, a road, you want to be on a blacktop, or you want to be on a gravel road.
Right.
I mean, or mountain biking. I mean, that's another. We don't have a lot of that going on in Iowa, but yeah. Okay. All right. Let's circle back to Charlie, because we definitely want to talk about the marshmallow ride. Charlie, how many years again have we been doing this?
And 35 years.
35. Wow.
So we're experienced.
Yeah. You know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a ride director for the very first marshmallow ride. So it's dear to my heart.
Yeah.
This ride is, because it's I've done it for 35 years and it's a joy.
Yeah, awesome. So Saturday, where do we congregate?
At the Y Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
Sentry riders should be there by 7. We'll roll out of there at 7:30. The bike forum, if you want information, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock registration. You can talk with Matt, and you can talk with Jeff and Bruce from Trails, Inc. And we have SAGs for all those rides. We'll get you started. We have maps for every ride. So we're
the family ride is going to leave from there. The family ride?
It is a family ride. Is at 10 o'clock. Yes. And okay. Probably ride the new trail out to Riverview. We want to put a plug in for that. That is nice. You can leave the Y and go to Riverview, and the repair that the Park and Rec did on that is absolutely perfect. It's beautiful.
That's great. You know, and maybe both of you or one of you can comment on this, but I am amazed at the trail system in Iowa. And I know we hope to connect them all eventually, and it'll be much easier to get around. But I'm blown away by all the bicycle riders in and around Des Moines, south of Des Moines, in Warren County. I was down there, and they have an awesome system down there. It's really, really growing here in Iowa.
Yeah. You'll go from Des Moines, you'll go from Marshalltown to Des Moines, and eventually... Marshalltown is on the Discovery America Trail that goes across the United States. Comes in Des Moines, comes up here, goes to Waterloo, back to Cedar Rapids, and across.
So, wow.
Yep.
Man, I did not know
that. We're on that trail.
Very cool. Dana, if somebody wants to ride with you on Ragbri, how do you get, I mean, are you still taking people? You said you're taking only one bus.
Yes. Well, actually, we're full.
Okay. Well, then, okay. Then I don't need to plug that.
No, we're pretty, we're full. The bus is full. Actually, yeah, we could take more people if they can get rides to Sergeant Bluff. I mean, we can carry another 30 people on our charter. But it's just the seats on a bus to get people out there. That's our sticking point.
Yeah, understood. All right, we got about half a minute. Anything else we need to tie
the
up?
The club's going to do a ride at the Albion Rail Trail Festival, so we'll do a ride out of there at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Very good.
There'll be a gravel ride to that, too.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you for being here. Appreciate
thank
it
you.
So much. That is,
thanks,
yeah, you bet. Dana Bressler and Charlie Smith joining us with the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. That's going to wrap up our Central Iowa Today. I'm Kyle Martin. Everybody have a safe afternoon.